Hello, my name is Jocelyn De Hoyos, JocelynDehoyos, and I am with
Ellie Pacheco. Ellie is Ellie Pacheco, Pacheco.
The date is September 9, 2023, and we are conducting this interview at the John E. Conner Museum at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, as a part of the university's 2023 Tamalada Festival. And let's get started with the questions. So, what do tamales mean to you?
They mean a dish from our culture.
Do you prepare it with your family or?
So my mom has been making tortillas since I was little, and I should kind of join in, but I join in just when they're already made to eat them.
Oh.
I should, right? I should join in to help prepare them, but no.
It's fine, it's whatever happens. What memories do you have that are are special while, you know, whether it's eating with your family, tamales, what special memories do you have with?
The memories that I have with the tamales are during Christmas time. I think that's when they make them the most, and it's usually the ladies that are in the kitchen preparing them, getting them ready to feed everyone. So those are my core memories from when I was younger.
Okay. What are the unusual feelings that you have seen in tamales?
Unusual? The different types.
Do you consider one that's kind of it's kind of weird?
The sweet ones.
The sweet ones?
With raisins. I'm like, maybe that...
I've never seen that one.
Yeah. I'm like, they shouldn't be in there, but... Because we're so used to the salty, but yeah, there's the sweet ones that kind of get you. And there's pineapple ones too.
Oh, wow. Uh-uh.
Those are more, I guess, from Jalisco.
Mm.
Yeah, different states.
As being Mexican American, do you ever just eat tamales, or do you combine the American culture with it? So tamales with turkey, or tamales with mashed potatoes or something?
No, we try to keep it mostly with the Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll probably add sour cream, which is not something that
I eat.
A sour cream, yeah, I think that's Americanized, and guacamole.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of Americanized, and then the rice and beans usually.
Like our combined.
Meat. Yeah, but we never put mashed potatoes or.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, because the person that I interviewed before, they said they put chili on top of their.
Oh, tamales. The Tejano, I guess the Tex-Mex chili, enchiladas.
No, bean chili.
Oh wow.
Yeah, they put that on top. So.
Okay. Yeah, no, I've never had them like that.
Is there a particular person that you associate with tamales? You think of tamales and it's it reminds me of?
Definitely my mother, my aunt, and my grandmother. They're the main ones.
How was it important to you? You just remember going into the kitchen,
smelling
it.
Mm-hmm. Getting everything ready. And I know, it's modernized.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many tools to kind of get the masa, but I remember them doing everything by hand.
By scratch.
Yeah, by scratch. A lot of arthritis, probably.
I believe so. What are your favorite kinds of tamales, and why?
I really like... the ones that they make in South America with the, it's a green leaf. They're a little bit bigger than the ones that we have here. And I think the corn or the masa that they use, it's white.
Mm-hmm.
It's softer. I enjoy those. And they usually come with chicken and green sauce.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a different leaf. Than
the ones that we are accustomed to.
The corn ones, I think, is what we use here. But they use, I want to say, banana leaves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the thicker green ones.
I've never heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any like traditions that you would do while like the tamale process, or would it just be like just getting with family and just eating?
It's just getting with family and eating and enjoying that conversation that you have with them and the stories that we tell from the past. And
what would you want to say to future generations about, you know, our Mexican culture, and you know how tamales play, you know, a significant part in, you know, reuniting family?
I would keep the message of continue to be in the kitchen. I know we get stuck in the fast life and want to get the fast food, and we forget that it's okay to sometimes enjoy the mess that you're going to create in the kitchen, but the reward is going to be forever. You'll have those memories forever. So
is there anything else that you like you want to add, or like that you want to like share with us today?
Make tamales at home if you can.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you.